Hey guys, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast, number 35, volume 35. We're moving along here at a pretty good rate. Today I want to talk about martial arts celebrities. There certainly have been a lot of them over the years. And, I mean, a couple of the big ones that come to my mind, of course, besides being Bruce Lee, are men like Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, Jeff Speakman. He's an interesting guy. And loosely, I will say Jean-Claude Van Damme. We get into a lot of problems with martial arts celebrities. And even though in a lot of ways Hollywood has helped out the martial arts industry greatly, it's also done a lot of harm. A lot of claims are made by some of these people as to the things that they have accomplished when in fact they were ballet dancers. David Carradine also comes to mind as I think about that. Now, I'm not saying this at all to badmouth anybody, because I'm just not into that, right? However, what worries me about it is because of the internet, everyone has a platform. And quite often these celebrities will take up on their platform. Now, Bruce Lee was one who ended up with quite a platform without the internet, even though it did exist then, guys. It just wasn't public access. People tend to, if it came out of Bruce's mouth, it must be fact. And it's just simply not the case. Right? A lot of the things that Bruce Lee said, or they say Bruce Lee said, he didn't actually say. Right? And it's not that it matters, it's just that it can turn out to be a problem. Now, right now, for some reason, if you go on YouTube, they're really, really interested in hanging Steven Seagal out to dry. Just like they have tried with George Dillman. They don't want to do it to Chuck Norris, and I find that to be funny. Right? That's one I find to be funny, because I would have figured that by now they would have been going after Chuck nonstop. Right? But for some reason they're going after Seagal. Now, does Steven Seagal have a legitimate martial arts background? Oh yeah, he certainly does. He has a 7th degree black belt in Aikido, which he got in Japan. And he did run a dojo in Japan, which is remarkable for a white man to do that. Maybe not today, but back when he did it, it is. But now, some of the fire that Seagal goes under, he does bring on himself, because he does tend to voice his opinion. Okay. And that's fine also, but we as martial artists, whether we're talking about martial arts celebrities or other celebrities, we have to realize and start to look at the idea of taking these opinions with a grain of salt. But because they are celebrities doesn't mean they have a clue, right? As an example, and now I'm a Chuck Norris fan, I always have been. Chuck is a very right-wing person. Okay, he is very, very conservative. And I'm a little bit right, okay, a little bit to the right. I'm a business guy. I'm a little bit to the right, but I'm not approaching the Ted Nugent level of right wingedness. I read a book I think was the last book that Chuck put out, was Black Belt Patriotism or something, and it was interesting, for sure, to read it. And it was very nicely written, because it wasn't preachy like an awful lot of times these things can be. You know, he talked a lot about his lifestyle and what he believes in. He's become very religious in his old age and things like that, which is all fine and dandy. But we have to be careful as to what extra license we give people when it comes to martial artists, because those are the ones we're going to talk about, right? Because I hold multiple ranks in multiple arts does not make me an economist, as an example, right? And martial arts masters are oftentimes given much more license for knowledge than they should be. In I think that's what the whole point of this is, what I'm trying to say is, I have had people come to me for advice over different things. I've looked at many of them sometimes and just go, you know what, I am not versed in this. You need to talk to somebody who is an expert. Right? Now, I mean, if somebody wants to talk to me about relationships, I can certainly talk about relationships, especially if you want to know how to screw one up, because I've had like 7 relationships in my adult life. So I'm a pro at messing them up. If you want to know how to make them right, well, you know, maybe you should talk to my sister. She's been married for damn near 50 years. Right? So, you know, it's, you got to put things into the context that they are. And today, with the power and the voice of the celebrities that I see, I just find it that it's concerning, so which is why I brought it up today in our podcast. One that comes to my mind on the U.S. political front was some of the very, very left-wing people like Madonna, screaming about pay inequality and things like that, and you know, rallying all these people up because she can. But whatever, I don't know what the woman's worth, but you don't see her, you know, if poverty in the United States is 26,000, you don't see her dividing all her money up and leaving herself with 26,000 a year and giving all her money away. So that just kind of makes her a hypocrite, right? And then you've got the other people who will be screaming about the environment and global warming. Well, okay, if you're so worried about global warming, have you parked the 2 cars that you've got and walk everywhere you need to go? Or are you still driving everywhere you need to go? Right? You can't scream about the environment and how people are destroying the environment and how it's wrong and how and all this stuff while you're still driving your cars. It makes you a hypocrite. Okay? You can be certainly concerned about it. But when you get on these podiums and you go off the way people do today about it, I see that as a real big problem. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, we need to look at and open our eyes to and be aware of as we are going through our day-to-day existence. Anyways, that's it for your Gold Members podcast for today. I will see you guys next time. Ciao.